it was a big labour-intensive industry. There's a lot of people in Yeundanen. We had 6 hotels. We had 5 taxis. And there was about 33 shearing teams. And that was a lot of people in town. That's besides all the people that were out doing the mustering and the fencing and all the other jobs that they had to be done on properties.
Back in its heyday, Huendon in North Queensland was a bustling town with a rich sheep shearing history. Now there's just 6 properties in the district still running sheep, and the shearing teams and their families have largely moved away. Everyone that is except Warren Wall. G'day, I'm Eric Barker, and this retired shearer and Huendon local has picked up the handpiece again to give shearing displays to tourists passing through town. Warren, we've just had a hard day shearing here. What, four sheep, was it?
It was a big day, yeah. Big day shearing, yeah, 4 sheep.
So what do you get up to here?
What are we doing? We're just, some days we have 50, 60 people here. I explain to them the shearing industry. I explain to them about the handpiece, about like picking up a fleece, throwing it on the table, what the wool rollers do, how they skirt it, what they actually do with the skirtings. I tell them about the microns, let them have a feel of the handpiece. Some say, gee, that's heavy, can't hang into that all day, but yes, you don't worry about that.
In your class, pull out a staple of wool.
Most properties like in the Huendon district now run cattle, but Warren Wall wants people to know about the town's once flourishing wool industry.
I think it's important just to, well, they see, the tourists see all the empty, there's a few empty shops and the hotel is sitting on the corner up here that's not being used, and they ask me how come this town's got the empty shops and the empty hotels and everything, and I just explain to them why those shops are empty and why the hotels aren't here like they used to be, due to the fact that we haven't got all the shearers and all the people that used to work on properties here. Because, shearing was a labour-intensive industry. Between the wool price crashing and the cattle price crashing, well, I can understand the people on the properties, they just couldn't afford to employ the people. They never had the money.
One of those taking a keen interest in Warren's demonstration is a former shearer from New South Wales.
My name is Neville Dart. I'm from Tamworth, the home of country music down in New South Wales.
And Neville, what brings you to Huendon?
We've been on a trip up to Cape York Peninsula, and we're going to spend 3 months up here while the frosts are on down in New South Wales. Yeah.
Well, we reckon it's cold here now.
Oh, yeah, wait, you get down to Wallabadar or Tamworth where we come from. The kangaroos stand around there with their hands in their pockets.
We're here for the sheep shearing show. How did you come across it?
We came down the street just for a bit of a walk and saw a bloke shearing the sheep, and I thought, that's like an old shearer to a magnet, you know, you had to go over and have a look.
So would you say you're a keen shearer?
Not now. I used to be a very keen shearer, but I've been at it for 47 years and it's time to give it away.
And you come on holidays and you come across shearing again?
That's it, yeah. Yes.
So what did you think of the shearing display?
He was very, very good. He was a good shearer and very in-depth about the wool and the quality of the wool and the problems that people face up here with the dingoes. And, it was very good.
Just from that presentation, can you draw sort of, similarities between the sheep industry in your area and the sheep industry up here, or what's left of the sheep industry up here?
By the look of the ones up here, I think I'll stay down at Tamworth. They're a bit too rough and a bit too naughty. They kick too much.
And after today's shearing demonstration, Warren Wall would probably agree. You had a bit of a rough one today, I saw. It was kicking around a bit. And
That was the worst sheep I've shorn for a long time. It was I think the dingoes might have been giving it a bit of a tail up, and that's what I think. That's why they're so mad. Like the moment I grabbed it, it just went like a spring, and that was stayed like a spring all the time, and then it wanted to kick me head off. It was trying to kill me, and it was a terrible shearing sheep as well. So, it got the wool off, that's the main thing.
And you'll be in the 20 microns bed.